This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The American Dental Association estimates 181 million Americans each year go without seeing a dentist. What's that, more than half the country? This summer, the group that accredits dental schools has established guidelines to train a new kind of oral health provider, a dental therapist who needs less training but can do much of the routine dental work. Because Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is apparently a sadist, he insists on starting this next piece with the sound.
For 38 years, that has been Sandy Jocelyn's soundtrack.
There's a lot about our profession that's rote, mundane, and difficult.
The 58-year-old has spent nearly all of her career in private practice in well-heeled Vermont towns.
In private practice, the clientele generally has a high dental IQ. They have had preventative care all their lives. They have relatively few problems.
For her, doing those same things, polishing teeth, scratching a plaque, sucking up saliva, finally got old.
36 years in, or 36 and a half years in, you were bored.
Bored. Bored, yeah. Would I like my job? I actually raised my voice once in the last practice where I worked. I said, I hate my job. I just want to do something different.
Jocelyn may get her chance. The Vermont State Senate has passed legislation to permit dental therapists. The House takes up the measure next session. If the bill becomes law, she would be able to drill, fill, and extract teeth.
I can contribute more to a profession that I've really loved, but it's been too difficult to hold on to that pride. It's just that I need to have something more to... I have a little more autonomy. That helps anybody, and I think it's a little bit more fulfilling.
In the last 18 months, Jocelyn has left private practice. She's now treating patients in senior centers and health clinics, men and women who need more than a hygienist.
To take one person and make a bigger difference would be great. Instead of leaving with seven cavities and the need for four sealants, you just sometimes want to do more.
For 38 years, Jocelyn's come home from work to her modest cottage in Hanover, New Hampshire, knowing she's helped at least one person. As a therapist, she hopes it'd be more than that. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from two Vermont dentists who argue this new type of job will not work in practice.